Welcome to Hold Fast, the radio broadcast of Christ Fellowship Bible Church. Stay tuned for some announcements, some singing, and some preaching from God's Word. Good morning and welcome to Hold Fast, the radio broadcast of Christ Fellowship Bible Church. My name is Steve Willing and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station. And I would like to welcome all of you this morning to our program. And it's good to have you here with us on just another wonderful Lord's Day. It is good to be alive. We are truly thankful to God for all that He is to us, all that He has done for us, what He continues to do for us. And how the Lord Himself calls us to Himself. And I appreciate you, our listeners today. As many of you contact me out on the streets and at different points, let me know you're listening to the program. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. I appreciate your time here, given just those valuable moments you have in spending this little time with me on this Sunday morning. And I just appreciate all of your encouragement, all of your again, your thankfulness that we're able to do this each and every week. So once again, I thank all of our listeners for joining us today. Again, my name is Steve Willing, and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station. And our Sunday mornings begin with our worship service that starts at 10 o'clock. So if you'd like to join us today, you've still got a little bit of time to get out here. There's still, you know, you got an hour, you got a good hour anyway. And, we're only about 8 minutes off of Route 13 onto 413 here in Marion Station. We'd love to have you join us. We start at 10 o'clock. We have a little bit of singing, a little bit of praying, and then we go to the preaching of the word. So we would love to have you come and join us today. Also, this evening we'll be back at 6 o'clock for our evening worship service. It's more of a modified version of our morning. If you attend your regular church, that's great. And if they do not have a evening service, come out and join us. Love to have you. We've been going through the book of 1 Corinthians, and we'll be there again this evening. So come on out and join us. That starts at 6 o'clock. Also keep in mind that our services are streamed. We've been having a little problem, and I apologize for that. We've got a brand new system trying to get it worked out, but hopefully here shortly that we'll get all the bugs out and it'll be clean. But you can go to our webpage, which is cfbc413.org. That's cfbc413.org. And you'll see the little live link. You can click there. That'll take you right to the YouTube page, and then you can click on the appropriate buttons from there in the live section, and you can check us out. Also keep in mind that this past week we have had collection week for Operation Christmas Child. Here at Christ Fellowship, we have been a collection point, a drop-off point for all the boxes, and we have a couple days left. We have today, and we're going to be here at the church from 1 to 4, so you are welcome to if you haven't got your shoebox prepared, you've got time to bring it out today, 1 to 4. And we are going to be here at the church in the morning just for a little while. Tomorrow morning, Monday morning, it's going to be from 9 to 11, I believe. And then we pack them all up and they go up the road from here. So you've got a couple more days left. So come and join us for that. If you didn't catch the times, they are on our Facebook page. If you scroll back down a little bit through the page, you'll find the times posted there. We will have Bible study Tuesday evening here, so come out and join us for that. We've been going through the book of Ruth. That's been outstanding. I've thoroughly enjoyed the study, and even though reading Ruth many, many times through the years, but this has just been just wonderful, and the people who've come out have enjoyed it. And I encourage you, we've still got several weeks left, so come on out and join us Tuesday evening, 6:30, for Bible study. We've got some things lined up for Christmas. I'll be announcing them just in the week or so to come as we get into our Advent season, because this week is Thanksgiving week. So Thursday, going to be Thanksgiving. And just thankful to the one and only who has given life and breath to everything, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. We just praise God for all he is for us, all that he's done. And I would, I'd encourage you this week to, as we roll right into that Thanksgiving day, to, just recall, friends, and be thankful. Be thankful for what you do have. Be thankful to God for those things of which he has given unto you, and to bless his name. So, with all that being said, I've got a song here picked out, and while the song is playing, why don't you grab your Bible and turn over to Psalm 105. We're going to take a little jump away from the book of Joshua this week, and we're just going to have a quick message on that of thankfulness as we come into this Thanksgiving week. So grab your Bible. I'll be right back just in a few moments.
Sun to shine, putting the stars in the sky, for the flowers that bloom, the ocean so blue. Thank you, Lord, for every sparrow that sings, makes nice sweet melody, for the river that flows, the rain and the snow. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for making me whole and saving my soul. Thank you, Lord. The joy my children bring, for the shoes on my feet, ready to eat. Thank you, Lord, for the church where I worship and pray, for the freedom I have today, for your spirit I feel, presence so real. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord. A friend so dear, giving my sad heart a cheer, for holding my hand when I could not stand. Thank you, Lord, for giving your life for me on a cross at Calvary, for taking my place, mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for making my home Dave in my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord.
And that was the Shining Lights from back in 2013. That was Dallas and Laurie Marshall, Sandy Whips, and Corky Dyes, the Shining Lights. They did a lot of traveling back then. They were a hot ticket at one time, and very thankful for them. Laurie has since gone on to be with the Lord, and greatly miss her. Sandy, Corky, and Dow are still right here with us, and Dow and Sandy, they still sing some. Corky says he's just not up to it much anymore. His voice is a little rough, but he'll still chime in there once in a while when he's feeling up to it. But I appreciate them, and thankful to the Lord for the message and the song today. We're looking at Psalm 105 is where we are, and just going to read just a few verses out of the Psalm itself, and just to remind us, friends, as we come in to this particular time of year again, and beginning with that of the Thanksgiving season, you know, looking to bless the Lord for all that He has done for us, what He's accomplished on our behalf. And then we jump right out of that, right into what we would call Advent, or that of those first 4 weeks prior to Christmas, where we're anticipating that of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Excuse me. And now, we as born-again believers, we look at that first coming of Christ. We look at all that He accomplished on the earth for us. And now we wait for His second return. We wait for His second coming. We wait patiently for the Lord, knowing that, as the Bible teaches us, that a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. We don't know when His return is. For us, it may seem to be a very long time, but to God, it's just moments. It's moments. And with that, we again just look for His coming. We look for the Lord to finally take us home. But in the meantime, excuse me, in the meantime, we look to give thanks to God, and that's what we see multiple times over and over within the Psalms, where the psalmist, who whatever one it may have been at the time, they exalt that of the person of the Lord. They say, as in verse one, or chapter 105, starting at verse 1, it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing songs to Him. Talk of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face forevermore. Remember His marvelous works which He has done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth." So we just take a few minutes this morning just to meditate, reflect on the psalmist. And he begins by saying, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord." And I know that many of you that are listening today, that is a daily regimen for you. That is a time when each day that you just give thanks to God. It may be when you wake up or when you go to bed, or all throughout the day, you just are constantly praising the Lord. But we know that as we sometimes can get caught up in that of the things of the world, we can get caught up in the run-of-the-mill, everyday things. Stuff can happen. And then we kind of lose maybe the momentum we've had. And sometimes we just need a reminder to give thanks to the Lord. And I'm sure that as the psalmist is writing this, that he would have many that would sing this psalm, that is a constant in their lives already as well, that they are giving thanks to the Lord, that would be a part of their daily regimen, just like it is for us. But friends, at times we need to be reminded. We need reminders in our lives. And it's a good thing, as the Bible teaches us, to give thanks to the Lord. Because it causes us, believe it or not, to think, to pause, to examine some of the reasons why I'm thankful. What do I have to be thankful for? The psalmist here, he makes note for us as he speaks about giving thanks. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, sing to him, sing psalms to him. Talk, he says, of all his wondrous works. And that's an important part. When we reflect on our lives, about that of the wondrous works of God, what has God done for us? What are some of these wondrous works that the psalmist may have in mind? What are some of the wondrous works, friends, that we can just recall very quickly here? Well, I would think one of the ones this morning, if you're able to hear this message, wherever you may be, maybe sitting in your living room or kitchen, or maybe driving in the car somewhere, maybe you're listening to it online and on a through the radio station's internet service. But you can be thankful, friends, today you rolled out of bed. You got up. God gave you that strength. He kept you alive through the night. You know, I work with a local funeral home here, very thankful for them, and appreciate the work they do in our community here in Crisfield and Marion. But my time being spent with them, You find out that, hey, there are people, folks, that they don't make it through the night. They don't see another dawning of the day. And that would, friends, cause you and I this morning to be thankful to God, because we did. We're able to put our head out the window this morning and we can start to see the sun coming up, rising up over the trees. We can see that light that is starting to illuminate the earth. And God has given you another day. He's given you one more day to be with friends and family and loved ones. And I hope for all of you that are listening that you are going to be taking a part of a worship service somewhere, if you're able. I would hope that you're getting prepared to go and meet with the church family. So friends, we can pause right now and we can say, Lord, thank you for keeping me through the night, for seeing me through to another day. You know, you say that little prayer, now lay me down to sleep, Pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, pray the Lord my soul to take. But knowing that the Lord himself, he's kept us. He's kept us through another night. And he set this day before us. And now what are we going to do with the day? What are we going to do with the day that God has given us? What have you got planned today? What's on your schedule? Being it is the Lord's Day, Sunday, are you headed to church? Are you looking to honor God? And maybe that's your plan. Maybe that's where you're headed right now. You're trying to get things together. And you're thinking about all that's got to be done prior to that. Maybe you're on the road right now. You know what? You today, you can be thankful that you've got the strength to go. The means to go. Some of those things, friends, we take for granted, don't we? We take for granted getting up every morning. We take for granted just jumping in our cars and riding here, there, or wherever we want to go. We take for granted that we're just going to have another day before us. We've got all these plans and things that we've scheduled and set, and I know what I'm going to do today, and we take all that for granted. But, friends, we know that life is a gift from God. God is giving you this gift this morning. Thank the Lord for your church. Thank God for a church that would love you and care for you. And I know, friends, there's churches, so-called, that are out there that are just no good. I'm not saying there's not. But, friends, if you go into a church this morning that you have people there that love you and care for you, that you're just looking to get together with them and sing to the Lord and to receive a blessing from God as you gather, as the scripture tells us that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people and that you're just a part of that. Man, thank God that you have such a body of believers that you can worship with this morning. Thank God for the family of God. You know what else? You today, if you're a saved person, you know what? You can thank God that he saved your soul. And that may have happened 50 years ago or more. Might have happened just last week for all I know. But if you're saved today, thank God that he saved you. You didn't save yourself. God saved you. You remember what the scripture tells us, right? By grace you are saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the what? The gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. What Paul's saying there, I can't boast in myself about my salvation, that I'm gonna make it to heaven. And that's what'll happen sometimes when you talk to people about going to heaven, and they'll start to, if they're not believers, true believers, they'll start off by saying something like, well, I'm a pretty good person, you know. I've tried to treat people right. See, that's me boasting in myself. I've tried to do right. I've treated people good. I try to be a kind person. I try this. I try that. These are the things I do. Paul says, no. Salvation is a gift of God by his grace. You're saved by his grace. You're kept by his grace. You're going to be carried home by his grace. That unmerited favor which he bestowed upon you that day when you first believed, that God himself saved your soul. And he is the one that deserves all praise, honor, and glory. Only God alone. That is the work of Jesus Christ, secured that of your salvation. You didn't. Believe me, folks, you read through this Bible and we see over and over and over the move of God. That's what we see. God moving on behalf of his people. So it's God. And I would think that any of us today who are listening, or who are actually truly saved people who have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and been forgiven of our sins and been born again, then yes, we know that certainly God alone is worthy of all praise. He alone deserves my thanks. Thank you, God, for saving my soul. Well, what about you today who's listening and you're saying, I have no idea what you're talking about. I just happened to be scrolling through the channels and heard your voice and I stopped to see who this fellow was, what he was talking about. And I don't quite understand this whole idea of being saved, salvation, being born again, having my sins forgiven, any of those kinds of things. I just don't know. I don't know what any of that means. And friends, that's honest. If you're listening today, thank the Lord for that you're honest enough to say, you know what? I don't quite understand all that, those kind of terms that the preacher there is using. And that's fair. And I can appreciate that. But I tell you what, one of the things you can be thankful for today, even though you may not be an individual who has come to saving faith in Jesus Christ, that one of the things you can be thankful for is that the Lord himself has had mercy upon your soul. Because he has. And what is mercy, really, as we close out? What is mercy? Mercy is not getting that of which I deserve. That's basically what it is. God did not give me what I deserve. What did I deserve? I deserve death because I've sinned against God. That's what the Bible tells us. The wages of sin is death. But God had mercy upon me. God didn't take me away from here. When I was a lost man, when I didn't know what those terms meant, salvation and born again and all the rest of that, friends, God had mercy on me, and I thank the Lord today for his mercy upon me when I was out in the world and doing everything under the sun that was ungodly and not righteous. I thank God that he had mercy upon me. And you today, you should be thankful to the Lord too that he's had mercy upon you right to this very moment. He's not giving you what you deserved, but what he has done, in which has come through his son, Jesus Christ, he is giving you what you didn't deserve. And that's grace. Grace is God giving us what we don't deserve. I don't deserve to know him. I don't deserve that of my sins being forgiven. I don't deserve salvation, heaven. I don't deserve any of those things, but God, by his grace, he affords them to me through his son, Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that the law come through Moses, but grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. That Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and no one comes to the Father but by him. Today, let us all be thankful to the Lord. Let us be thankful to all that he has given to us, all those things that we take for granted, but the one thing that he has given to us that could never be obtained by our own righteousness, our own goodness, and that is salvation through the name of Jesus Christ. My name is Steve Willing, and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station. If you would like to contact us with any questions or comments or prayer requests, please feel free to call 443-235-3618. You can drop us a note in the mail, 5910 Crisfield Highway, Marion Station, Maryland, 21838. You can go to our website, which is cfbc413.org, and we've got everything right there at your fingertips. We've got our Facebook page, we've got our podcast page, we've got our YouTube page, got all kinds of information there. You can check all that out. But again, friends, thank you for tuning in this morning. And may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you. God bless.